Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Weekend Replay Podcast. 12 of our favorite moments from this past week.
I've got a perfect example of how technology has made things so much cooler in the last decade and a half.
How is that, Sam?
Well, it started in my bathtub. I was taking a bath. And
you figured out hot is on the left and cold's on the right.
I can't figure that. Yeah. I got a text from Maddie, my daughter.
Yes, Sam.
To me and her mom. And it said, "Hey, my senior breakfast is coming up. I need baby pictures."
Oh, yes.
I'm sitting in the tub. Got my phone.
You use your phone in the tub?
Oh, yeah.
That's where I do too. Murphy, you know that.
That's dangerous to me.
Of course, danger.
I mean, not for you personally.
Risky.
I'm just saying this. You're going to, if the phone's going to be near me where water is, it's going to go in. You know what I mean? So that's like.
That time you dropped one in the urinal, remember?
Yeah, I know. That's why I stopped bringing my phone to the bathroom. Yeah. There's no worse sound than your smartphone dropping into a toilet. Anyway, go ahead, Sam. I'm sorry.
I hope to never hear that sound. Anyway, so she says, "I need pictures." I'm thinking, right. Oh, great. Then it hits me. OneDrive on my phone.
Right.
Open up the stuff I have on picture folder. Open that up. Oh, there's a Maddie subfolder in the pictures. And I open it up and it's like, yeah, that's everything. About 60, 70 pictures, everything she needs.
Whoa.
Shoot her the link. And within 30 seconds, it was done.
And she's like, wow.
Actually, you know, it's funny. Now that you mention it, I never did get a thanks.
Really?
But
it's expected. You know how to use the technology. That's why.
The reason I brought it up, though, is because I remember the same thing for Sammy and Will, my oldest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever they were flashing senior pictures up during graduation, baby pictures. And for those, it was like, oh, let me go check my boxes of photos over here and my albums and some of the ones I've put in this drawer over here to send the photos in so that somebody at school can scan them and send them back to you.
Yeah.
And it's like nowadays, it's just here they are.
Well, and you don't even need the subfolder because of the facial recognition. Google Photos, if I need a picture of Phoebe, I type Phoebe and then all of and what's amazing to me about that. And look, plus or minus a few errors here and there, but it will bring up the baby photos.
It does.
It actually will see everything. So, I mean, I love that. Like, what were you looking for the other day that you typed in? Did you type in a name or just something? If I type in soup, for example.
Oh, I typed in tree or greenery, bushes, and we found what we were looking for, the whatever brush above our pergola, and it came up.
Yeah. If I know there's an event, Sam, that the three of us have been to that's a nice event, if I type in suit, then anything that sees is a tie or whatever, it pulls all that up.
Wow.
So I agree, that's a game changer, and I guess really if you think about it, it's got location and time and all that. The only thing it can't do is tell the story about what was going on. If you didn't write that for.
We love hearing from you the most. You can jump in so many ways, including Facebook and Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Jody, you posted on Facebook, on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody Facebook, your mini bride, Taylor.
From years ago.
Yeah. And we got a lot of comments about it, too.
Phoebe was the flower girl, too.
Yeah.
It was just a throwback picture. I came across that. It came across my memories or whatever. And memories flooded me of the day. It's not just a picture. I remember trying to get two little girls ready for a wedding and to be on time for that wedding. And Murphy was, you know, our driver. And
there are certain pictures, when I see them pop up again, I remember exactly what my thoughts were when I took the picture, exactly where I was sitting,
what I was holding.
It's weird.
Yeah. This one, I don't remember it as much. It's strange. I guess the mama's brain is better at that than the daddy's
brain. Well, I had to get myself and two little girls ready in white dresses for a wedding without getting anything on those dresses.
Yes.
And we didn't take that picture, Murphy. That was a professional wedding photographer who took them walking down the aisle. And Phoebe wouldn't throw any rose petals because she wouldn't let go of Taylor's hand.
Yeah, she was afraid. Yeah.
Funny you say that because Debbie says, "My flower girl didn't toss the flowers either. She had a mean look all the way down the aisle, and people were laughing at her.
Aww.
She wouldn't pose for pictures either, and she was still cute."
That's
I mean, something upset her before she started walking.
Or, you know, it's funny. It's different the day of when it's actually happening for a little kid to realize they can sense and feel that this is a moment and the seriousness of the moment.
Well, and everybody's looking at them.
Right. And so their nerves kick in and they'll freeze up. And that's also the beauty of watching it because every adult knows it.
Yeah.
Like this could go anyway.
Phyllis says, "My granddaughter was a flower girl in the family wedding. We practiced and practiced, and the day of the wedding, She balked at the back of the church. Mm. The bride had to promise her ice cream at Dairy Queen after the wedding. She practically ran down the aisle after that. Motivation at its finest. And by the way, a limo can go through a drive-thru quite easily.
Oh,
never tried that one.
So cute.
Yeah.
When a mom or dad sees old pictures like that, it's not just the picture.
Right.
You can be sent back to those moments.
Mm-hmm. And
so cool.
Lisa says, I've never heard of a mini bride.
Miniature bride.
Yeah.
And Taylor's little dress was a bride dress. And I wanted to, Murphy, you didn't know this, I wanted to actually sell it afterward. But,
oh, no,
but
I
there
didn't
was
know that.
No, that was not happening because Phoebe played dress up in it for years.
Aww.
Years.
Jody, I had one of our good friends over the weekend ask me how things were going with the osteoporosis thing. You know, you're pretty young to have that, honestly. And I said, well, you know, she's going to deal with it again next year. But that's only because you were able to get an infusion that you only do once a year to treat it.
That's what's crazy about my diagnosis and then learning that, okay, here are your treatment options. And the regular medicine pills didn't work for me. So I saw a specialist and the medicine that we went with, the infusion, medicine's so strong that you get an infusion once a year for 3 years. And I remember thinking, wow, am I going to feel weird for the first 6 months because if it's that strong? But it's medicine that builds bone. I don't feel any different. Mm-hmm. I feel fine.
And this they said, is it's not going to improve anything. It's just going to stop things or slow things.
It's going to slow. It can improve the osteopenia that's in my hips. Mm-hmm. I can reverse that.
Yeah.
But the osteoporosis, the severe part, is a part of my spine where I have osteoporosis that I'm a high risk for a fracture.
Yeah.
So I will not be roller skating ever again. I will not be on, you know, I won't be jumping on trampoline. Anything that could cause me a significant fall, I won't even be on a horseback.
Wow. So wait, so you're not even going to be able to clean the gutters at the house anymore?
No, sir.
Man.
Sorry
about
that.
You have to hire somebody, Murphy.
could do it, Murph.
I got a question about Taylor and Phoebe, your daughters.
Right.
Because
I do too.
Obviously, it's your mom and then you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked to them about it?
Yes.
And told them what to start doing now?
I've talked to them about it, but then I realized I don't need to tell them you need to be taking this many IUs of vitamin D and calcium. I am going to find that out from my doctor. Hey, what should my 18 and 21-year-old daughters be doing now? I should have been taking vitamin D and calcium for years, and I was told to. And I let it slip. I took one jar of it when the girls were little. Mm-hmm. And then when I ran out of it, like it was called Caltrate or something like that, I was told to do this because of my family history. And I just let myself slip and I took care of everybody else.
Well, that's human nature. When something doesn't seem imminent or urgent, then we tend not to do it, you know?
So anyway, I had lunch with a girlfriend the other day and she told me, by the way, I'm taking vitamin D and calcium now because of this. And I was like, great. And she's a little younger than me. So listen to your doctors about that. What do you think you'd miss if you didn't live in this country? It's hard to know if you've never been out of the country for a significant amount of time. A vacation, a trip is one thing, but living somewhere else is quite another.
Yeah. I have a handful of friends of mine that moved to other parts of the world. One who lives in Japan, one who lives in Germany.
Yeah. You'd have to ask them.
I have to ask them what they miss most. Yeah.
I'd miss my kids.
Oh.
Or are you looking for something like food?
They were talking about things.
Oh, okay.
Tangible things. Maybe your kids
in that case,
go,
I won't miss
the
kids.
Yeah, this probably assumes the family's with you.
I was going to say,
yes.
Maybe the kids are with these people. But
okay.
I love that you said that because you're correct. But no, apparently it's a lot of the answers are foodish. Foodie.
Yeah, that's where I was going if it wasn't for kids.
And we naturally think of all the wonderful foods, you know, in other parts of the world, but the immediacy that we have with anything we want in America.
I think in America it's convenience.
Would blow
everything.
Your mind. And if you've never been anywhere else, you don't realize that we have everything we could possibly want, as long as you have the money for it, I guess, at your fingertips, almost 24/7. Mm-hmm. Almost 24/7. One lady said, Taco Bell. I finally found one in Bangkok, and I almost exploded with joy.
Wow.
Turns out they didn't have refried beans, which was weird, but I still ordered $40 worth of food. One man says, Costco. I live in Paris. I've been dreaming of going to Costco and buying gallon sizes of anything and the hot dogs. They don't have Costco over there. One girl says, IHOP. I want breakfast any time of the day, and they don't do that. Other things that people report missing, a couple said, American dining hours. When working in Spain, it annoyed us that there were so few restaurants that were that open before 8 p.m. They eat dinner later there, mm-hmm. and the restaurants will open at 8. And then you can't get a table right away. You eat at 11 p.m.
When my sister was an exchange student in Spain, the same thing. And this was when the family would be eating at home. Mm-hmm. They would eat so late, it would be difficult for her to go to sleep because she'd eaten pretty full stomach for bedtime.
Right. Will told me that my second oldest, when he was living overseas, he said that everything over there started late. And it, not only did it start late, it went after midnight. Like people would stay up late at midnight.
Yeah. Probably sleep later too.
Yeah.
Incredible. If you've been overseas for a significant amount of time and you'd like to tell us what you missed, we'd like to hear from you. 877-310-4MSJ. More of what you'd miss if you did not live in this country. Things that Americans report if they've moved overseas for whatever reason, for work normally. You don't realize that you have an abundance here, mm-hmm. but you don't have it in abundance in other parts of the world. Sam, we had said it mostly was food.
Yeah.
Like food at any hour.
I'm not to throw out a brand name, but I'm thinking Five Guys. Ooh. You know, that is a hamburger right there. And, is that available worldwide? Is it the same if it's available worldwide?
Well, you just have to pick the country where it is before you move.
Yeah, if you were going to move overseas, you would need to do some real research, and it would be fast food and grocery stores.
Not a Royale with cheese.
Yeah, I loved the Taco Bell comment. Like, just this girl who discovered Taco Bell in Bangkok and ordered $40 worth of food because she had not seen one. You know, you just never know.
I could see cuisine just in general being at the top of the list and the accessibility of it.
Right.
You know?
Can you imagine Murphy walking into a convenience store overseas and be like, where's all the candy and food and
beef jerky.
Snackies, because that's your weakness. You love to snacky.
See, I'm
on
just
the road.
I'm not enough of a world traveler to know how many convenience stores actually exist in other places.
I don't think Bucky's is there.
Oh, I'm sure it's not. Yeah, exactly. You're lucky if there's one bathroom. I've only known my aunt and uncle are the only two people who I've known close to me that lived overseas for an extended period of time. They lived in Iran for a couple of years, and this was like in the late 70s when all of the turmoil was going on. So I guess security and safety was sort of at the top of their list too.
Yeah, they weren't complaining about fast food.
But at that point it was accessibility of food and things that you're used to. They enjoyed their time there.
Right.
But, convenience is not something you get.
Other Americans living in other countries, an American couple in Australia say they miss the huge variety in supermarkets and grocery stores. Mm. When they came to the U.S. recently, the kids had a blast just walking through the grocery store looking at the choices.
Yeah.
Because we do have insane, too much choice,
actually.
Yeah,
we've Americanized all of that.
It's true.
Yeah.
And American cinema makes the list.
Oh.
You get movies when they come out. If you're overseas, sometimes you have to wait a month to see things. Can you imagine waiting a month for Top Gun Maverick? Not me.
And we invite you to keep up on your schedule, the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast. It's free and easy to subscribe to. You can do it on Apple Podcast or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Days later from the Academy Awards, you start getting all the back stories. And for the last couple of days, I've seen it trending, the whole Ashley Graham interview of Hugh Grant on the Oscars. And I want to call it red carpet, but it was the champagne carpet. Mm-hmm. They changed the color this year. I actually saw that interview before the Academy Awards. I turned the TV on, remember? And I'm like, oh, here's the Murphy walks by and goes, is that Vanessa Hudgens? It's like, yeah, she's all grown up.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just hadn't seen her. And I had forgotten that she's actually hosted the red carpet now for a few years. Right?
Yeah. And the other one who's hosting and does a great job is Ashley Graham, the model. And she holds her own really well. I really like the way she does it. A lot of people, your natural thought is that's a silly job, a dumb job to ask them stupid questions about what they're wearing. But I promise you it's harder than it looks. Your job is to impromptu get these people to give you something good, and it's nonstop. And no matter what they give you, you still have to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder than it looks to host or interview, I promise. It really is.
You never know what mood the actor or actress is at that moment. It's their agent that has put them in that place anyway to be interviewed.
And the reason that the Hugh Grant interview is is trending is because he was such a jerk.
Yeah.
It was so hard to interview. He gave her nothing, and she didn't flinch, and she kept coming.
I know that you probably watched a few of the movies. Are you excited to see anybody win? Do you have your hopes up for anyone?
No one in particular.
Okay, well, what are you wearing tonight then?
Just my suit.
Your suit? Who made your suit? You didn't make it.
I can't remember. My tailor.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to the tailor.
Yeah.
I mean, she rolled with that.
Yeah.
He might as well have walked up and just glared at her. And the word is, I didn't notice this, but when he walked away, apparently he rolled his eyes. So he thinks the whole champagne carpet, red carpet is dumb.
Yeah. No so comment
to me, it's
from
like,
him yet.
Why stand up? His comment was that everybody knows I'm nasty.
Oh. Whatever.
Is that what he said?
I just wanted to say, what a great job she did.
Yeah.
I mean, give her more to do because she rolled with it in a way that Joan Rivers wouldn't have put up with that.
Yeah. What's your problem?
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Jody, I have a message for you from our Facebook page.
Okay. Same.
Okay. You're going to have to tell me how to say your name, Michelle. It's spelled M-E-C-H.
Oh, Michelle.
So it could be Michelle spelled differently or Michelle.
I like Michelle.
Okay, Michelle. Jody, I heard the show and caught a bit about the medicine you take for bone strength. Could I get the name of it? I have osteopenia, and I want to ask my doctor if this would be good for me.
Ooh, okay. What I have been given is called Reclast. Now, I don't remember. Yeah, it's an infusion.
R-E-C-L-A-S-T?
Yes, but I don't know. Murphy's the pharmacist. I don't know if that's the drug name or the, fancy schmancy market it up and sell it name.
Reclass sounds like a brand name to me, but
brand.
That's the infusion?
Okay. Yeah, that's the infusion. There are several drugs for building bone for women with osteopenia and osteoporosis. And recent surprise diagnosis that I needed to build some bone because I'm way too young for this much bone loss that they found. That's what she came up with, my doctor, was that, Reclast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm taking. Sounds like a brand name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the real drug name.
Ask your doctor before taking Reclast.
That's right. Thank you, Michelle. We love hearing from
side
you.
Side effects include.
Yeah. And then that goes on for 90 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what the side effects are. Well, I was told one of them that is possible, which is something to do with your jaw.
Oh.
Yeah. And that, it's bone. No, not exactly. But it's not likely. It's only possible.
Hmm. We'll have to see if there's a TV commercial, because usually TV commercials for prescription drugs are
it's the worst.
All about the side effects.
It's the worst.
All the people dance around the whole family under the tree.
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
I know. Do you remember the first one you ever saw like that?
Yeah.
I remember with clarity the first time I saw a commercial like that that had 30 seconds of side effects, and I thought it was a joke.
Well, yeah, especially when you think about it. This person's smiling when there's a chance they'll be in the bathroom that long.
For 4 hours? Anyway, thank you for reaching out. We love hearing
from
Michelle,
you. Hey, Michelle, I hope that helps.
Keep it coming anytime, or you can join us, 877-310-4MSJ.
You ever ride in a car as a passenger with someone who you don't think is driving fast enough?
Fast enough?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Sam, is this because you rode with your son, Sam, the other day?
Yes.
He was driving slowly?
Yes.
Isn't that what you want from your son?
Not if you're Sam and impatient.
You don't want your children to be speed demons,
Yes. You want everybody to be safe and that. It's just that, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's me and I'm just super impatient.
You are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. But, there's a light that we went to, and I know this light, and this light is, if you don't dilly-dally, you can make the light, but if you dilly-dally, you don't. And he dilly-dallied, and the whole time, I'm sitting there in the seat doing that thing where you push the car forward, like, come on, we can make the light, and I don't want to say anything, if you just step on the gas, we'll make the light. And there was a couple other times where we hit lights, or we were just like putt-putt, and I couldn't see exactly how fast he was driving. It's just everybody was passing us.
And you didn't say anything?
No.
That's what must be horrible.
I saved
about
it so I could tell everybody here.
Right. Indirectly address it.
Yes. And yeah, I didn't want to. And the thing is, every time he would start talking to me, it's like, I could feel it slowing down. Aww. And he would talk.
Oh, is that. He's one of those where, like, if he's on the phone or talking to a person,
everybody does that.
Mm-hmm. Everyone does that, though. Like, if you're on the phone.
But even. There were times where we were just driving, and it was just like, I'm glad I don't ride with him on a permanent basis.
Do you think he was going more slowly because he was driving his dad?
Don't know. Could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I should have asked, is this how you, but again, you know, is this how slow you usually drive?
Yes. The way you ask the question
exactly.
is everything.
It's not a question. It's an insult.
This is an example of you, Sam, the conflict that is you. Inside of you, because we know how very impatient you are, yet you also are non-confrontational. So all of your impatience just festers internally. Yeah. You never get it out.
Yeah.
Well, here you did. Do you want to tell Sam about the weird errand you get to go on tomorrow while I'm having a partay?
Actually, I consider it a responsible errand that I'm going on. Don't you?
It is.
So you know, Jody's gonna do the. She's gonna participate in the Luck of the Irish, and since I don't drink anymore, you know,
I've been invited to a party. If you will,
I could do green Kool-Aid, I suppose, but I'm not gonna do all the none of the alcoholic libations. So, but what I am gonna do is. Take care of a bunch of other chemicals. Yeah, hazardous material. You know, it's a hazardous materials collection day that I'm going to take advantage of.
P-A-R-T-Y.
Different cities do this different, days, rural areas, whatever. Everybody's municipality does it a little bit differently. And this is one that doesn't come along very often. And my brother and sister and I have been waiting for this.
But, the texts have been flying.
Right. We've actually, because of so many things at my dad's house that need to be disposed of really just aren't things I want to stick in a trash can. I guess you could. You could throw it and look the other way, but that's just not who we are,
Like the mercury.
Well, no, okay. Now, they will not take the mercury. And I truly, Jody, I don't think.
What year is the mercury?
Right.
Whatever. That's one of the things that
it's
we
not
found.
A Ford, Sam.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the
not
things we found in his house. Remember, in the vials.
Yeah.
Heavy liquid mercury.
Yes. Okay. So that's a super hazardous material. And before
it is.
Before anybody.
Hey, Jody, thanks for the disclosure.
I'm sorry.
Before anybody federal gets riled up about that, we know that we can't take that, too. I mean, there are certain things they don't take on hazardous days, and mercury is one of them.
Super hazardous. What do they take, and what are you bringing from Dane's house?
We've got, some pesticides. We have a couple of old batteries. We have
like old oil and paint thinners and stuff like that. Yeah,
exactly. Right, those kinds of things.
That is a party.
Yeah, but it's good. I would rather dispose of that in a proper way.
I know. I'm glad for you.
So while you're partying it up, I'll be doing something that's actually giving back.
We now know that this week it was announced, and it's coming for all of us, AI. It was announced by Google that they are adding new AI features to their workspace. So it'll be, in Gmail and Google Docs first.
To start with, yeah.
And then it will make its way to Slides. I didn't know about Slides. Sheets, Meet, and Chat.
Yeah.
Which means anything where you might be called to communicate with someone, you can have AI help.
I saw the online demonstration of the Slides one.
Mm-hmm.
Slides is like a PowerPoint.
Sure, it's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. And the guy, it's like, you will be able to type in, do this, and it will make your PowerPoint or your slide presentation. It'll make all the slides for you.
Okay. Do you like that idea, Sam?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I would like it if I get stuck. Because there are times when you sit down to start writing something and it's like, how do I start?
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, good prompt.
AI can help me get started.
Okay.
I can use some of the points maybe and do it that way. But AI is not Sam.
Right.
Sam's got a certain sense of humor. Not that that's the be-all, end-all, but Sam's got a certain way of typing and talking. You know that when you get an email or a text from me.
It's 100%.
It's Sam.
Yes.
And this is going to be like... I'm assuming AI has no sense of humor.
I know it doesn't. Murphy?
So I don't know that it's intended to be unproofed. It's a starting point.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And, I love making things personal, and I certainly would refine those things. Mm-hmm. But if you look at it from the standpoint of somebody who is a small business owner who doesn't have a lot of employees and needs help, something an assistant would do.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. you as a business owner, you would have an employee draft right. something for you to then present to somebody See. Else. To me, AI is no different than that.
Yeah.
You just have to proof it and give it your final stamp of approval, because unfortunately, in the busy world, not every single thing is worth you
putting
starting
your
it out on yourself, your
yeah.
hands yourself. Nobody can run a business that way.
Right.
So I think that's what the point is for both this in Microsoft and in Google.
Listen to both of you. Both of you made really good points here, and I needed to hear that.
AI is definitely not as funny as Sam, though.
No way. Yeah. But I needed to hear that because, you know, you know what my thought is on it.
What?
It's like, I don't want that. I want real. I can type.
And plus, kids will never have to read another book because their book report can be done by AI.
And not having to read another book cheats them.
I think the schools are already on that one.
The things that belong in a woman's purse.
Oh, is this Family Feud?
Oh, we would kill
Survey says.
Okay, I don't know how you guys get along without purses, because there are things in my bag that have to be there for me to feel complete.
There's also things in a woman's purse that don't belong there. That
it's
just
true.
Gather, you know, like paper clips and pennies and
That's
pen
why
caps. And
you've been through women's purses, haven't you?
Apparently he has.
That's what my mom used to have.
Okay, you're not supposed to ever go through a woman's purse.
I don't
it's
remember.
Super private.
Every time you've asked me to give you your purse, or you even told me before, Jody, well, look inside. It's right in there.
And
it's
you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
It
is.
Good for you.
Like, I don't want to touch anybody's purse.
Great. That was just a test, Sam, and you
passed.
Oh, I see. Colors.
Yeah, awesome.
We're married, and I do not like. I'm not going.
I know.
You have to specifically. Even once you tell me to go in your purse, you've got to say what pocket.
You wouldn't be able to find it either, I don't think. It's not yours, what you'd say, Murphy. So for the things that actually belong in a woman's purse to help her to be functional, what do you think they are? I got the answers, but what do you think they are?
From watching you, Jody, I would say you like to use that lip glossy thing a lot.
I have to have the gloss. Yeah. So something cosmetic. Bing, ding, correct.
Yes.
Murphy?
Yeah, any of the basics like that. You know, if we were talking grandmothers, it would be butterscotch, but that's...
Oh, no.
Those are times that have long since passed.
No, that's not on the list. Sorry. Another guess from my girlfriend over here, Sammy?
Wallet.
Well, duh. Yeah. Money. Got to pay for things.
Oh, that's weird. A purse inside of a purse.
Mama's got to pay for things.
Yeah.
Hair ties, scrunchies.
Oh, yeah.
That's on the list.
Yeah.
Pain reliever and feminine products for you or to share with a fellow lady.
So what do you sacrifice of those if you're downsizing to a clutch?
Oh, whoa.
He even remembered the name.
Who's the real girl here?
Yeah.
You know I love a clutch. I've got some really cute ones. You sacrifice so much. You can't have a brush in a clutch, so that's why I have a little comb.
Yeah.
Okay? For you sacrifice to just the gloss, and you hope the rest of your makeup stays.
And you got to have room for your phone in
and
there.
And you have to have room for your phone, even if you have to take it out of the big, massive OtterBox case. And you have to get a thin little wallet, like kind of like a little man wallet for just the cards.
Okay.
Good question, girls. Good questions, girls.
Jody, you told us earlier about for weekend plans.
Uh-huh.
You're going to a St. Patty's Day party tomorrow.
She is. She's going to party up with one of her good friends.
And Murphy is going to be going to a hazardous waste disposal day.
I'm
going to
be partying up with my friends.
And one of the things we brought up about what Murphy's got to get rid of from his dad's house is the mercury.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I don't mean the Lincoln. I mean... The silver stuff, the actual mercury.
Well, and look, that can't be taken on a hazmat day.
Right.
So hazmat. Well,
that's kind of where I'm going here. So what is the plan for getting rid of the mercury? How do you dispose of mercury?
You have to do it very carefully, Sam.
Yeah. And this
like
isn't a pour it down the drain situation.
No, we're not going to do that. No, we just haven't found anybody willing to accept it yet. Every time
we've called,
it's like, look, we have, this... We have this bottle of mercury.
How much do you have?
I mean, I don't know.
A couple of vials?
And I don't think, it's not like my dad was scavenging this stuff. What I think was happening is if
You don't think?
If a thermometer would break, he would pour
it. Save it.
He would pour it in there so that it wasn't going to be contaminated.
So how many broken thermometers did you have around your house?
I have no idea, honestly. No. It's got to be enough to fill a bottle.
Huh.
You know?
What? I don't understand that. I don't think that's how he got the mercury. I don't know how or why he had the mercury, but he had a lot.
I want to hear Jody's theory.
Yeah, me too.
Well, he worked at a plant, didn't he?
Well, it wasn't a mercury plant.
Does it matter? Aren't there chemicals all over the place? He was a very curious person.
It was petroleum, yes. I mean, he, you know.
Okay, so Dane was a super curious mind, mm-hmm. and he also kept everything. So that's why going through his things has been like going on a scavenger hunt.
This is a prime example of how we're lucky to, I suppose, have survived some things as kids. Because I can remember, you know, in the 70s, that, you know, if a thermometer broke or whatever, it was cool to watch the mercury.
Mercury's cool on a table.
They don't put mercury in thermometers at all anymore. Not even sure they actually make thermometers
anymore.
I don't think they make them like that anymore. But
at all.
But anyway, you know, it was, I'm not saying we played with mercury as kids. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it was fascinating, but you didn't realize how toxic it really was.
So you still haven't answered, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to have to look it up. I don't know how to safely dispose of it, you know. Something other than hazmat day or the sink.